Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Bo Henricks in for Adam Hess. Well, the Crawford County Fair continues today and tomorrow at the Crawford County Fairgrounds in Gays Mills. As for today, that will feature an antique tractor pull at 10, Monty Berger and the Country Gold Band at 3:30, and the Demolition Derby will be held at 7. Tomorrow's events include a car show at 10, and the Class of 62 Band will perform at 1. All weekend, there'll be exhibitors, arts and crafts, photography, judging, food, and more. Gate admission, $10 for today and $5 tomorrow. You can find more information and a full list of events on the fair website, Crawford County Fair, Crawford County, Wisconsin Fair.com, and on their Facebook page. The annual Autumn Fest celebration also continues today and tomorrow in Blue River. Village-wide garage sales are held both days. A map featuring garage sale locations is available for pickup at 201 Center Street. A men's fast pitch tournament will continue all weekend. For today, Friends of Blue River will sponsor two presentations at the community building starting at 10. The third annual Chase on Backyard Rib competition will start at 11 and runs until 6. Also today, there'll be a beanbag tournament at 1, a blacktop tractor pull at 2, scavenger hunt for all ages at 5, and High Mileage will start performing at 8. Tomorrow, Monty Berger and the Cowboy Church will be at 9, and a chicken barbecue will be held from 11 till gone. The afternoon will feature the Autumn Fest Parade. Justin Degenhardt is an organizer of Autumn Fest.
At 2, we have our parade, rain or shine. This year's parade theme is red, white, and blue, honoring our hometown veterans. 1 o'clock is lineup. And if there is any veterans out there that would like to be part of that, because we don't have a single parade marshal this year, it's the veterans. So the parade marshals, the veterans, are all going to be in the front of the parade. They're going to be the marshals of the parade. If anybody wants to come, we've got a couple people movers, wagons, put them on, we'll pull them through the parade. And that was kind of our whole theme there.
Following the parade, there will even be more events for all to enjoy.
Right after the parade, we have the Sawdust Money Hunt. We have the kitty tractor pull put on by the Riverdale FFA in the park. After the sawdust dig, kids walk right down and do the tractor pull. And then while they're doing that, we set up for the kitty water fights, which would be in the same spot right where the parade was at and the sawdust money hunt was at. And then we have music in the park again on Sunday from 3 to 6. It's the J.R. Brink Duo. They're new this year. The last band we've had for probably 6-7 years retired, so we're on to a different group there.
Food and beverages will be available all weekend, no carry-ins. Bring the whole family and enjoy Autumn Fest today and tomorrow in Blue River. And all proceeds from the event will go to the Blue River Fire and Rescue Squad. Richland County has scheduled 2 key committee meetings for early September to address critical public services and administrative oversight. The Richland County Ad Hoc EMS District Formation Committee will meet on Wednesday, September 2nd at 2 in the Richland County Boardroom of the Courthouse. During the session, the committee is slated to discuss and potentially act on the steering committee charter. Members will also review key takeaways, feedback, and action items from the recent towns meeting to determine recommended next steps. Additionally, the committee will focus on preparations for an upcoming town hall meeting intended for broader community engagement regarding emergency medical services. The following day, Thursday, September 3rd, the Richland County Community and Health Services Standing Committee will convene at 10:30 in the same boardroom on the third floor of the courthouse. The comprehensive agenda includes administrative reports from the Health and Human Services Director and Pine Valley Community Village, alongside detailed expenditures and budget summaries for 2026. Committee members will examine the HHS organizational chart and contract monitoring reports. A significant item for discussion and possible action is the approval of the application and acceptance of a treatment alternatives and diversion grant, which aims to support local health and judicial initiatives. U.S. Senators Tammy Baldwin and Cory Booker are calling on the Federal Trade Commission to launch a rigorous investigation into Cisco's proposed $29.1 billion acquisition of Jetro Restaurant Depot. The lawmakers expressed deep concern that the merger could lead to unprecedented consolidation within the nation's food distribution network, ultimately stifling competition and inflating costs for both independent restaurants and everyday consumers. In a formal letter addressed to FTC Chairman Andrew Ferguson, the senators highlighted the precarious economic position of small dining establishments. They argued that a dormant monopoly in food distribution would grant Cisco the power to raise prices at will. Because most independent restaurants operate on thin profit margins of just 3 to 5%, any increase in supply cost would likely be passed on to diners or, in the worst case, force closures and trigger local layoffs. A central point of contention is the threat to Restaurant Depot's unique cash and carry model. Unlike traditional distributors that require contracts and minimum orders, JetRo's model allows small businesses and farmers to compare prices without the burden of delivery fees. The senators warned that removing this alternative would eliminate a vital competitive check that currently helps maintain lower cost options for caterers and small-scale producers. This push for federal intervention mirrors the FTC's 2015 decision to block Sysco's attempted purchase of U.S. Foods. In that instance, the commission concluded that such a merger would significantly reduce competition and harm service levels for the public. With menu prices already up more than 34% since 2020, the senators maintain that further vertical integration in the food space is a risk that the economy cannot afford. New research from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety reveals that speeding has become a deeply normalized behavior among modern motorists. Many drivers no longer view the posted speed limit as a definitive boundary, with a significant number considering it acceptable to travel at least 10 miles over the speed limit. The shift in attitude is further evidenced by the fact that nearly half of drivers believe keeping up with the flow of traffic is safer than strictly obeying the law, and 3 in 10 motorists feel that virtually no one actually drives at the speed limit anymore. However, these perceptions carry grave risks. Speeding was a contributing factor in approximately 30% of traffic fatalities in 2024, prompting safety experts like Nick Jarmusch to warn that crashes are unaffected by social norms, and at the higher speeds, it drastically reduces a driver's reaction time. To navigate roads while speeding is common, safety organizations recommend that drivers prioritize visibility, road conditions, and the space surrounding the vehicle rather than attempting to match the pace of the fastest traffic. When surrounded by speeding vehicles, the safest course of action is to stay in the right lane, maintain a steady and predictable speed, and increase the following distances. Ultimately, road safety is not about conforming to the behaviors of others, but about ensuring every driver has the necessary time to identify problems and react effectively to avoid collision.